Alan, Washington, D.C., you're next. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Leo. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. How you doing?
Cool. Awesome. So I'm a fairly advanced tech computer user person, geek, whatever. And I just installed Windows 10, and I'm installing it on my family members' computers as well. And I'm getting a question from a lot of them. They know that Windows 10, like Windows 8 before it, includes antivirus, right? So they want to know, is there any reason for them to put on a third-party antivirus client?
You know, Google just did a great study, a security white paper, and you can give them this to bolster what I am about to tell you. It was actually kind of fascinating. Seven things computer and security experts do to stay safe online that normal people don't do. The number one thing normal people said that they should do for security is run an antivirus. At no point did the computer security experts mention that. In fact, when asked, they said, well, it kind of gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah.
The reason is a couple of things. One thing has changed, which is the prevalence of what we call zero-day exploits. Exploits that spread so fast. You know, in the early days of viruses, they spread because somebody gave you a floppy disk, right? Or maybe they emailed you an attachment that you opened. But increasingly, these viruses spread over the internet in a matter of hours. And of course, an antivirus takes a while to be updated. So what if you have an antivirus, the computer experts, the security experts fear that you'll say, oh, I'm safe. I don't have to worry. And in many cases, the most dangerous flaws are the ones that are spreading right now, brand new, the AV doesn't know about. So, and here's the other side of that. Windows 10 comes with Microsoft Defender, their antivirus. It's built in.
Right, okay.
So you don't, I think there's no need for a third-party antivirus at this point. There are some things a third-party antivirus does, like scan attachments before you mail them, things like that. But really, the most important thing people can do is update. I'll give you what the security experts say. This is what, you know, the security experts say. Update your system, number one. And actually, I would say update anything that goes online, not just your system, but anything that goes online should be updated. It's interesting because the security experts do use antivirus, but in a far less proportion than regular people. And they know that the antivirus isn't protecting them that as much as the normal user might think. The update is much more important, and that means updating not just Windows, which now with Windows 10 will automatically update. You don't have a choice. You could defer it, but that you don't have any choice if you take the free update. But also update anything that goes on the internet, especially browsers. That's why Firefox and Chrome now automatically update without you even doing anything. Flash, that's a big problem. Shockwave, also from Adobe. Adobe Reader. These three programs are often launched by browsers automatically. You go to a site with a PDF, the browser says, I can't read this, but I see you have Reader. Let me open that. Mm-hmm. And bam, you're infected. All the antivirus can do at that point is wait for an update, download the update, scan it, say, oh, you have an infection. By then, it's too late.
Yeah.
So an antivirus, you can tell them you got one.
Yeah.
You got one. You got Windows. That's fine. It's a good antivirus. Here's more important. Update, update, update. Number two is use two-factor authentication.
Right.
So especially with your email account. That's when I use Gmail, I set up my Google account for two-factor. That means I need a password, and then I need a code, which I can get either from the Google Authenticator program or via text message. That means it's harder for a bad guy to steal it. And the reason email is a target for bad guys is because that's where all your password recovery emails go. And so if a bad guy wants to get your Twitter account, he just says, oh, I forgot my password. Could you mail it to me? Twitter sends him a password recovery link. They recover it, you put in their own password, and you've lost your Twitter account. So it's very important to turn on two-factor, especially for email. It's a little less convenient, but you can help them because you're a sophisticated user. You're probably already using two-factor.
Nope.
You're not.
I know I am.
Oh, you are. Good. So show them how. It's a little hard, but show them how to do it. It will make a huge difference, especially in those critical accounts, banking and email. The third thing they say is use a password manager. That's challenging, but really it's very important. I taught my mom, she's 83, how to use LastPass. It can be done. So that's a good idea. At least help them with passwords and help them to understand they should never reuse passwords. And then they'll say, well, how am I going to remember them? And that's when you say password manager. Because reusing passwords is the number four thing security experts say watch out for. So those are really the most important things. Antivirus is way down on the list.
Gotcha.
I'll put a link in the show notes to this Google study. They presented it at Usenix this year, and it's a great little study of the difference between normal people and the security conscious, the security informed.
Well, that's one less task for me to do. So
yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. Your task is a little harder, though. Teach them how not to get viruses. Right?
Yeah.
No, you don't need an antivirus, but here's what you must. It's I call it safe computing. Teach them safe computing. But you know what? You can do it. They want to be safe. They're motivated. Now's a really good time when there's all this scare, you know, these scare stories coming out from the hacker conferences, which just ended, Black Hat and DEF CON. There's lots of scare stories. So now's a really good time to jump on that and say, I can help you. It's going to take you some time. You're going to have to spend a little time. Took me an hour plus a few follow-up calls to get LastPass working with my mom. It's so worth it. So worth it. And thank you, Alan, for doing that. You're doing your family a favor.